Hello everybody, I'm back with another video in the Soul Winning Instruction Series. Today I want to talk about physical and mental preparation. In the previous video I discussed spiritual preparation, like abiding in the Word of God, being filled with the Spirit, praying before you go soul winning, etc. Today I just want to talk about the physical aspect of it. It is important to be physically prepared when you go soul winning, in the sense of you should bring things with you that you need. And I have a list of things here on the screen that you should take with you that are important. Number one, obviously, is your Bible, right? You should get a Bible to take with you. Obviously, somebody could still get saved if you just quote them the verses, but I'll explain in a later video why it's good to have an actual physical Bible where you can show them the verses, right? And so any Bible, obviously, that's a King James Bible is good to use when you go soul winning. However, there are some that are easier to use, I guess. Some people like this particular type. This is my soul winning Bible. It's called the Classic Soul Winners New Testament. I've seen a lot of people with this recently. It's something you can buy on like anchoredbiblepublishers.com, I think. You might sell it on Amazon too. But the reason why it's good is because it's small. You can just fit in your pocket. It's just the New Testament, and it also has a part in the back where you can write down names of people that you've gotten saved, and that would be a motivational thing. So I like it personally. Obviously, you don't have to get this exact, you know, format or just the New Testament. You could have the whole Bible. Obviously, that might even be better because sometimes it might be helpful to show verses even in the Old Testament. So just have a good Bible that's, you know, easy to carry around, big enough print for the person to see, those sort of things. Also, you want to make sure to bring plenty of water. And this is especially the case in if you live in a very hot place, like I live in Arizona. During the summer, it gets up to 110, 115 degrees, sometimes up to 120. And without water, you'd pretty much die in that kind of heat, right? And so you want to stay hydrated. So bring water, bring a jug of water, bring multiple water bottles. If you need a backpack to carry some more water bottles in, then do that. Obviously, you want to stand in the shade, you know, as much as you can if it's very hot. But it's just a good idea to bring water. Also, it helps you if you're speaking a lot, if you're preaching a lot, to be able to, you know, hydrate or whatever your throat, so you don't lose your voice, right? Because I know after a while, after I start talking, because I have kind of a deep voice, I lose my voice pretty easily. Warm or room temperature water helps with that. Obviously, you know, if you like cold water better, then do that. But just take water, right? Don't be unprepared. Also, comfortable clothes and shoes, especially if you're going door to door, especially if the doors are like further apart. You might do a lot of walking when going soul winning. So you don't want to wear like really uncomfortable tight shoes or whatever. You want to wear something that's comfortable to go in just to make it easier. You don't want to just purposefully make it hard on yourself, right? Also, it's helpful to have materials to hand out like tracts or Bibles to the people who get saved. The church that I go to, Faithful Word Baptist Church, we have these little YouTube cards right here. And if you go to a new IFB church, they might have something like this with a QR code with a video of how to go to heaven. So you can hand that to somebody. That way they can show other people if they're already saved or if they get saved or if they don't have time, you can leave that with them so that they can still watch the video later and get saved. It's also good to hand a church invite to put it in the hand just as kind of like an icebreaker. So typically when I go soul winning, I hand out a church invite and one of these little cards. But of course, if you don't go to a good, you know, Baptist church, maybe you're in some foreign country somewhere where there's no Baptist churches in your area, then it might be good to make your own, or you can even purchase some tracts for pretty cheap online that have some verses on it just to be able to give something to the person at the door. Obviously, they don't need it. You could theoretically just knock on the door without handing them something and show them the gospel. That's always possible, but it's just a useful tool to kind of interact with the person, to put something in their hand, right? Also, it's important to have a list of extra verses to use. You might have a plan of how to go through the gospel, and I'll get into the way that you should be preaching the gospel and the most effective way to do it later in the series. But sometimes people will have objections to certain points or maybe certain things that they won't understand, and you might have to show them more verses in order to help them. So it's a good idea at the back of your Bible, if there's like a blank page, or if you just have like a piece of paper you can stick in there, to have a list of verses that you could use as extras just in case, right? So that way, if there's some harder cases, you don't just have to leave every single time. You can actually spend some more time with them and get them saved. Now, I also want to talk about mental and social preparation. We have to understand that soul winning is hard work and oftentimes can be very strenuous on the mind, okay? Things that you'll have to face when you go soul winning includes ridicule, insults, and arguments. Understand that not everybody's going to be nice to you, okay? And this is not something you should be surprised about, because the Bible says, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you," okay? When you go out soul winning, there's going to be people who hate you, and there's going to be people who yell at you. There's going to be people who call you names. There's going to be people who call the cops on you sometimes. It's happened to me. It's happened to others. It'll happen to you, especially depending on where you live. You'll have people who sometimes will even try to physically attack you. Now, that's never happened to me, but it's happened to other people as well. God will protect you. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. You'll be fine. Don't, you know, just be nice to them. But you also face the sorrow of seeing somebody not get saved, right? You'll go to somebody's door, you'll preach the gospel to them. They won't make that decision to believe on Christ, or maybe they just won't get it. And that can be heavy on the mind, especially if it's like an older person, right, who's on the brink of death. You know, that's very sad to see, right? That, like, you know, knowing that that might be their last time or their last chance to hear the gospel, right? And that that might be literally their last hope, right? You just sharing them the gospel with them. So that's sad to see. And again, that can be heavy on the mind. But then also, it's important to have mental endurance, because soul winning requires a lot of thinking and focus. You shouldn't get in the habit of just doing it robotically. Some people do this where they kind of just go through the gospel and don't even think about what the person is saying or what they're saying, what's coming out of their mouth. And that's a bad habit to get into, because we have to understand that this is a real person that we're talking to. And not everybody's going to be the same. Everybody's going to have their own hang-up. Everybody's going to have their own objection. A lot of people are going to have certain things that they need addressed, which you might not commonly think of or address in other gospel presentations. So you have to focus on what they're saying. You have to focus on what you're saying. You have to pay attention to what's going on. You have to think about, think fast also, because there's limited time that they're giving you. It's not like, I mean, sometimes people will let you like literally come inside their house and be there for like 2 hours on their couch talking about the Bible, but that's not always going to happen, right? Some people literally only have 10, 15 minutes. So you need to be able to think fast, right? You need to be prepared for that. Like I said, now, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds," right? We should not be wearied or tiresome in our mind. And one of the ways that we can not faint in our minds, as the Bible says, is to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. That's, of course, talking about Jesus, right? To look at Jesus as our example, that he went through more ridicule and mocking. And he went through more than we ever will face, right? He went through all kinds of scourging and pain and suffering for us, right? And we should not be surprised when this kind of stuff happens to us as well, right? And we should understand that there's hope at the end, right? No matter what people say to us, no matter what people try to do to us, we're on the winning side. You know, we're the children of Jesus Christ. We have, you know, the work that God commanded us to do. We're doing the right thing. So don't faint in your mind, and don't be discouraged when things don't go how you want them to go. It's not always going to go how you want it to go, right? There are times when I've been out soul winning where I'm expecting that a lot of people will get saved, and it's super unreceptive, and you'll go for 4 hours and nobody will want to hear the gospel, and you feel like you're wasting your time, but you're not, because you're doing what Jesus told you to do. Your job is to preach. Obviously, we want people to get saved, but you cannot force people to get saved. Ultimately, that is their decision if they want to hear it or not. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you. Sometimes it's just them. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the truth, right? So don't let these things weigh down on you. Just understand that, you know, it'll be strenuous on the mind, It'll sometimes cause heartache, sorrow, but don't be wary. Don't faint in your mind. Just trust in God and he'll help you. So, yeah, thank you, buddy, for watching.